Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Granny Hamner. Batting third. The second baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harry Anderson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Rapulski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ashburn moves to second. Solly Hemus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Hamner moves to second. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rapulski, who is chasing the ball. Speak reaches third base with a triple. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Kizer covering, for the out. 2 outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata hits a line drive into left field. Walls picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walls. Lopata moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaiser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Neiman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ashburn. Neiman reaches second base with a double. Bolger moves to third. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Littrell hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaiser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Speak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hamner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hemus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ashburn scores. Two outs. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rapolsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rapolsky takes first base on ball 4. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lopata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopata hits a fly ball towards center. Bulger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bulger. Rapalski goes all the way around to score. Lopata moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Phillies. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-1 in the game. Haddix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lopata scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Phillies. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Ashburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bulger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bulger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-1 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into right field. Rapalski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Hamner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hemus is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kizer is 0-1 in the game. Kizer strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Speak is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapalski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapalski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Rapalski hits a line drive into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones is 0-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of walls. Jones reaches second base with a double. Ed Bausche is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bausche is 0-2 in the game. Bausche hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Lopata is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lopata is walked intentionally. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Haddix is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haddix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Lopata moves to third. It's 4-1, Phillies. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Haddix moves to second. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Hamner reaches third base with a triple. Lopata scores. Haddix scores. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Phillies. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hemus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Phillies. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Hamner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bolger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lopata fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bolger moves to third. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rapulski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lopata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopata strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haddix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Haddix moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Granny Hamner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hamner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hemus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a pop-up towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Harry Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 4 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. 1 out. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing left field. Granny Hamner now playing second base. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bolger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Casey Wise pinch hits for Jack Littrell. Casey Wise batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Neiman moves to second. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wise strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.